Hey there, welcome to our podcast where we try to figure out life together, one video game at a time. I'm Carly.
And I'm Sam. Grab a snack, grab your controller, and let's hang out and play.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, dude.
Take two.
We're just going to move past it. Everything sucks. Just everything is garbage.
Right out of the gate, we're miserable. Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Yeah.
I said this in our first attempt, so it truly feels even more important now. We know that the episodes have been very sporadic and chaotic. There have been just so many terrible things we've been dealing with basically all of Sam's equipment dying, like one after another, and health issues and life issues, and just like everything has been just not good. And then we're like, okay, we're finally going to re-record, get 15 minutes into it, only to find out that Sam's software stopped recording for no reason.
Yeah, after 5 minutes, so we're really doing great.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we do be going through it. You know, we're here, we're back, we're trying it again.
Well, now you have to re-talk about and re-explain the game that you're playing.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll go first. I am playing Islanders, and I'm even happier about my choice now than I was when I chose it 15 minutes ago. Islanders is a new game. It was in one of the more recent Nintendo Indie Directs. You basically get procedurally generated islands, which is cool because it means they're always different. And you start out and you just have like this empty little island, and it'll give you two options of what you would like to build on your island. So for example, you could build houses, or you could build like a farm or a brewery or a mason, etc., etc. And when you place them down, like, they're worth more or less points depending on where you put them and what you put them near. And so the strategy is to just get the highest score you can, and there are certain like point thresholds, and each time you pass it, then you unlock more things that you can place down on your island. And then the further you go, the more islands you can unlock, and it just kind of, it goes indefinitely. And just, you know, the goal is to just get the highest score you can. But the graphics are really cute. The music is really relaxing. And you don't have, like, a time limit or anything. So the worst thing that happens is that you get game over and then you just start back from the beginning. But other than that, it's just, like, a really relaxing game. And it was only $5.
Yeah.
So, big recommend it. And it's not $5 on sale either. It's just the game costs $5.
Love that.
So if you need a good relaxing game, I recommend it. Your turn. What are you playing?
Assassin's Creed. I'm out of arrows, so I was trying to stealthily kill someone, and that didn't work out. Because of course it didn't. But I'm playing Assassin's Creed Origin, which is the Egyptian one. They put out two right around the same time. They had put out Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which was based off of like Greek mythology, and then Origins. And again, I think they were both released right around the same time.
Nice.
And it was on sale for $15. So, yeah.
We love a sale.
I really shouldn't have bought another game. I have so many games. Well, so it started with, because it's September, which means new free games through PlayStation Plus. But they were like crap games. So I was like, well, what other games could I maybe buy? And then this was on there. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm buying it. But I really shouldn't have bought another game. I have so many games that I have gotten through PlayStation Plus that I really do enjoy. Or that I haven't even gotten a chance to play or even start. So I know that I should do those. But, well, can't be tamed, so.
I mean, it's not like they're going to expire, so. You know, you can always go back to them later. Sometimes I feel like, you know, the world is literally falling down around us, so. If a game you really want is on sale, heck it, get the game.
Right.
I have never played that game. I've never played any of the Assassin's Creed games. I have watched my brother Kevin play them. I think he has most of them. I don't know for sure. I know that he has. Which one is the Egypt one? Odyssey or Origins?
Origins.
I already forget. I know he has that one because he, like, basically sold me on it. That you can, like, explore the pyramids and stuff because I've been really obsessed with them ever since I was a kid. I had a book about them where you could, like, flip through and, like, each time you, like, turn the page, you could see, like, a different layer of the pyramids. And I thought it was, like, the coolest thing. Like, I can vividly remember laying on, like, my porch swing as a little kid, just flipping through that book over and over and over again. So. It looks fun. It just looks very overwhelming to me, so I don't know that I would ever play it.
You would like it. It's similar to, like, Horizon Zero Dawn in the sense of, like, it's open world, but, like, you have, like, specific quests, so it's not overwhelming in that sense. It's also just really pretty. Like, I think the graphics are really good.
Yeah. To be fair, though, you say this, but I did not finish Horizon Zero Dawn.
You could have finished. No, you didn't finish it because you don't like endings. But you went through the entire game, basically.
This is true. I have a track record of doing this with games. It frustrates everybody around me, but I can't help it. I got to, like, the very end where they tell you, okay, once you go here, there's no turning back, this is the end. And then I was like, okay, I'm done. There's that. And then I went to go back and just finish it. Like, this is probably, like, a year after I finished it. And I had forgotten how to play. And I was like, well, I can't go to the end now because it's going to be the hardest part of the game and I don't remember how to play.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just start a new save file. And I got, like, an hour into the game and I was like, I don't want to play anymore. I already did all this. So really, there's just no winning with me.
I'm currently trying to sneak... I have to go to the royal, is it scribe? Scribe's office? Scribe, right? That's the right word.
I guess.
Scrib?
I don't know why you're asking me.
Because you're the smart one. You're the smart friend.
I am not the smart one.
Yes, you are.
Okay, well, I appreciate the vote of confidence. I think you're incorrect, but I'll take it. I know we've been hanging out for like a little while today. Because Sam and I were on FaceTime while I was working earlier, but I just feel like it's been so long since I've, like, talked to you, like, had, like, an actual real conversation with you, and that makes me sad.
I know. I just almost ran into a guard. Oh, that was scary. Not to, like, ruin the moment or anything. But I know we were kind of saying it's just been... Quite honestly, I don't really feel like I've talked to much of anyone. Oh, geez. Yeah. I think I was caught. Like, I haven't really been doing much of anything outside of just working. And then when I'm not working, just, like, barely existing, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. Life is... just not good right now, is it?
No.
Is there anything, like, in particular that, like, you want to get into, or not really?
No, I mean, it's just, like, the same thing. Like, I'm just angry at my job and the pandemic and people because of the pandemic.
Yeah. Yep. I feel you there. I don't think I've really talked about it a ton on the podcast, but I guess I did a little bit. I've had stomach issues for over a year now. So it started like last year. I would have like really just like cramps, but like sometimes cramp doesn't even feel like the right way to describe it. Because it's not like when I'm like on my period or anything. Like it doesn't feel like that. It just kind of hurts and is sore and achy and like randomly like nauseous.
Yeah.
And it was just really weird. Like I can remember last year I'd be like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but like if I'm not like laying down, I just don't feel good. And then in April of this year, then I had that would get like these really bad pains in my, like, my rib and my back, and it would not happen, like, it wasn't, like, any consistent thing. It didn't happen all the time. I would go, like, months without it happening, but then when it happened, it was terrible. And then in April, it happened really bad. I went to the ER, found out I have gallstones, so that was that. And then I just have, like, intermittent, like, random stomach issues. Like, some days I'm fine, some days I'm not. And, like, you've seen how quick it happens, because, like, you and Lexi were here that one day, and I just, like, randomly was like, okay, I'm dying, I have to go to my room, sorry, bye.
Yeah.
Like, it just comes out of nowhere. And then, towards the end of, like, last month, I think it was, like, around the 26th or something, since then, I have felt like garbage, like, every single day, straight. Just absolute misery. Not, like, the really intense pain, like, when I found out I have gallstones, but just not good.
Yeah.
So, I tried to get a doctor's appointment, and they were like, sorry, the earliest that you can come in is October 18th.
Cool.
Right. And I was like, that is too long for me to wait feeling like this. I can barely eat. I'm, like, not functional.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what made me think to do it, but one night I was like, it's midnight. I'm going to check and see, can I, because you can book your appointments online now. So I was like, I'm going to look and see, do they have any openings? Like maybe because it's like technically a new day. Like if anybody's canceled,
yeah,
the openings will show up. And they did.
Amazing.
So I have an appointment for Tuesday.
Okay.
But it's like I was talking to my mom. So I have really bad anxiety about like, when I don't feel good, because when I was a child, I had a lot of medical issues that landed me in the hospital. So I guess that's trauma. So I always get really anxious if there's something like terribly wrong with me.
Yeah.
But I was in the ER and they did like CAT scans and blood works and like all kinds of tests and stuff. So like if it was something truly terrible, I think they would have found it then. So we're kind of assuming it's just my gallbladder. But if it is that, I feel like I'll probably end up a little screwed because most hospitals aren't taking elective procedures right now.
Right, because pandemic.
Because COVID. So, anyways, this was like a very long-winded way to say that I, too, am very angry at people who aren't doing the shit that they need to do to end this pandemic, particularly who won't get their vaccines because... That's not even, like, that life... It's not, like, life-threatening for me. It just sucks.
Yeah.
But, like, I wish that people would understand, like, just because they say it's elective, literally all that means is that it was scheduled in advance.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's not, you know, an emergency, really. It just means they don't have to, like... You didn't come in an ambulance and need it right this second.
Exactly.
Everything is, like, an elective procedure. Like, people who have tumors. I saw a guy on Twitter who's trying to go viral because and get, like, support and have people, like, reach out to politicians because they canceled his surgery, his brain surgery, indefinitely.
Great!
Because there's no beds for him and he has a brain tumor. But then people want to not get their vaccines and say it's a personal choice that doesn't affect everybody else. Like, it... Thank you.
We literally live in one of the worst countries ever.
America's, like, obsession with individuality and, like, looking out for yourself and no one else will literally be the end of us.
Yeah.
Because nobody gives a shit about anybody else.
Yep.
But, anyway. I don't know if you can hear my cat. She just rubbed against the mic, so she says hello.
No, I didn't hear it. I would have loved to.
Oh. Well, it was Pippin. She says hey.
Oh.
But because, like, we have both been going through it, it feels like an appropriate time to mention that your girl has started therapy.
Yay!
Yay! It has been a long time coming. I've wanted to go for years. But it was just really hard to find somebody who takes my insurance that I could do virtually.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, you know, Pippin, go, baby love, go where you are going. Thank you. But I finally found one. So, like, I guess that's one good thing about the pandemic is that, like, there are more online options for appointments and stuff. Pippin, my girl. Cross through. There you go.
There you go, baby.
Pippin really wants to be included today. So yeah, I just had my first session a few weeks ago. Oh, could you hear that?
Yeah.
That was Pippin diving into my window after a lizard.
Well, chase after your dreams, Pippin. Chase after your dreams. It's too late for me, but I'm just kidding.
You go. Save yourself. I had my first session, and then, unfortunately, she was like, I can't see you again until the 20th because it just so happens the timing is not great right now. She's, like, moving and going out of town this month, so I have to wait until the 20th for my second appointment. But
the 20th September?
First session.
Or 20th of October. Yeah. Okay.
That's September.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be 3 weeks between my first and second visit.
Okay.
Session, but.
Well, I'm glad that, I mean, I know it's, you know, it's only the first session, so you can only, you know, determine or kind of have an idea, but I'm glad that it's going so well so far, going well so far.
Yeah, she was really nice. It's really funny, though, because you sent me a TikTok. I'd actually seen it before, but it's funny every time. Where they're like, why didn't anybody tell me that your first session of therapy is like this? And it's Andy from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Who's just like listing this endless list of random things that are wrong with him.
Yep. Yeah, where he's like, no, I'm good. Oh, but then I also.
Yeah.
It's fuzzy when I look at things far away. One time I ate a Twix with the wrapper still on.
I have swallowed every single piece of gum I've ever eaten. Fix me.
I always get a little bit anxious before any of my therapy sessions, and I'm like, what if I have nothing to talk about? And it's always funny because I have never, not once, had nothing to talk about.
I was a little nervous because I'm not always good at, like, verbalizing my emotions. Like, beyond saying I'm miserable, but everything sucks.
Yeah.
I have a hard time putting into words, like, specifically what I am feeling and why, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit nervous, but, like, first session, she basically, like, introduced herself and, like, asked me about me, like, not necessarily about, like, why I'm sad or anything, but just, like, about me in general. And then she just, like a ninja, started, like, prying into the things that I was saying and, like, asking me questions. And before I know it, I'm just, like, talking about how I don't trust people. And, like, I got more into things than I thought that I would in just, like, the first session. And then, like, we had literally 2 minutes left before the call was gonna end. She goes, okay, other than that, do you have any other questions? So I was like, yeah, can we talk about how I think I have undiagnosed ADHD next session?
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, sure. And I was like, sorry. I realized I probably should have mentioned that earlier. Like, I didn't get to it yet. But I think I'm undiagnosed. And she was like, Yeah, okay, we'll get into that. It's like, okay, great. How has therapy been going for you? You're a veteran. You've been in it for a while.
Yep. 3 years, I think. I also just started group therapy on top of my regular therapy. So, because, you know, just... Why?
I mean, if you're... Oh, what?
Sorry. I'm sorry. I got stuck and I couldn't move and I was dying. Basically, my therapist was like, I think it's going to be good for you, like, with kind of what we're already, like, dealing with, like, or, like, what you're working on and what you're kind of hoping to, like, gain. Like, it might be nice to, like, just, like, have, like, this other perspective. And my therapist, like, helps run it. So she was like, I think it might be good. So, I just had my first group therapy session on top of my individual therapy session. And
nice.
Yeah. Group therapy is very weird. Not in like a bad way. I'm just not, it's just different.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's hard enough to bare your soul to one person, let alone a group.
Be vulnerable in front of strangers. So it's an 8-week like group therapy session thing. I missed the first one. So there's 6 more sessions. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with me asking questions about it? Obviously, like, I won't pry into like what you said or anything.
No, but... yeah, you can. I don't care.
Well, first of all, is this virtual as well, or are you going in?
Oh, no, it's virtual.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would probably be too scared to do it in person.
Like therapy in general or group therapy?
Group therapy.
I don't know. I think either one would, I wouldn't mind either one, but.
You're much more outgoing than I am, though.
Yeah.
I do better in social situations with, like, 4 people other than me and under.
Yeah.
Like, any more than that, I get kind of scared and overwhelmed and feel like I can't speak up or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would probably have a hard time with it. Is it, like, a group of people who are kind of dealing with, like, similar struggles, or it's just kind of, like, anything goes?
Think it's just, like, anything goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was like trying. It was so interesting because I was like wanting to participate, but also just kind of overwhelmed and trying to take it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And also because my therapist was there, I had this weird thing of wanting to please people. So I was like, am I making her proud? Like, and how weird is that? Like, I was like, I don't want her to think that I'm just sitting here and not taking it in. Like,
no, I mean, I can understand that. I'm kind of the same way. Like, I want. It's like how I was with teachers in school, kind of. How many people are in your group?
5 of us total, I think.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's very small.
Okay. Well, I mean, I hope that it helps. I could see that it would be helpful, especially for you, because you are so social, and I think just seeing, like, other people going through shit, like, together with you, I could see how that would help you.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I know I've already told you, but I am always very proud of you.
Thanks, Mom.
Because, yeah, it's hard to do shit to take care of yourself, especially when, like, no one's making you do it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You have to make the choice and do it.
Yeah.
So, very proud of you. I love you.
I love you.
I just think our conversations, like, when we catch up week to week and be like, well, how are you? Great. I cried in therapy and my therapist called me out on my trauma and now I'm having a mental breakdown about that. How are you? Same.
Yeah. It'd be like that sometimes.
You know, it do. My therapist was talking to me about, like, just, like, people in my life, like, I guess, like, asking you, like, so she could see, like, my relationships and stuff. And she was like, have you ever, she was like, are you in a relationship? And I was like, no. She goes, "Have you ever been?" And I said, "No." And she just looks straight into the camera and goes, "Why?" Girl, you tell me.
Honestly.
It was like the only moment in that first session where I was like, oh no, what am I doing here? But it was fine. Like, I explained to her about how, like, dating apps are a hellscape or whatever, and she was like, oh yeah, totally, and talked about, like, she hasn't had any luck on them either, which is surprising because she's beautiful, just for the record. So, like, I'm like, girl, why are you asking me why? You look like that, and you haven't had any luck, and you look at me, a goblin, and ask why?
That's something, you know, kind of thinking about. I sent you that TikTok the other day about, like, what is helpful or what not to say to people that are, you know, struggling about, you know, being in a relationship of, like, what was the example they gave? It'll happen when you least expect it. And, like, just how, like, yeah, a lot of times we just need, that's not helpful advice that we need to hear or want to hear. Instead, like, for me, I don't.
Yeah, like, or, like, the, you're not missing anything.
Yeah. Or, like, stay single forever. No, I don't want to be single forever.
Right. Like, that one in particular pisses me off. It's like, you clearly don't believe that either, or else you would break up with your significant other.
Right.
You know, like, if you're not willing to lose what you have, why would you suggest that, like, we shouldn't have it, you yep, know?
Exactly. Yeah, there's, I mean, there's so many things that I don't like that people say, and I know that it's coming from a good place. I understand that, but it's not helpful. Like,
and you know, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
no,
off.
It's okay. I was just saying, like, the, it'll happen when you least expect it. Or the one that really gets me is, no one can love you until you love yourself. Or, my dad the other night. So I was talking to my cousin and she made the joke of stay single forever. And I replied to her, don't worry, my lack of attractiveness is doing a bang up job with making sure that that stays that way, or that I stay that way. And I was like in the car with my parents and I was like saying that. And then like my dad went on like a tangent of like, he literally was like, you have so much to offer and all this stuff. And it literally made me think of the quote from 10 Inch Hero, which is my favorite quote in the entire world, of like, I never said that I don't have a lot to offer. That's not what, when I say things like that, I know I have a lot to offer. I know I'm really great. What's upsetting to me, or what makes me really sad, is that no one gives me the chance.
Right. That, like, people immediately look at you and, like, discount you.
Yeah.
Before you, they even have a chance to know you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I know my, again, I know my dad meant well. I know my cousin means well. I know anyone I talk to means well. It just, I just, like, just let me rant. Like, I don't need you to give me any piece of advice or tidbits a lot of the time. Most of the times, I just want you to agree with me that it sucks.
And, like, the thing that more people need to realize and understand is that it doesn't matter if you mean well. Like, your intent isn't always more important than the impact it has.
Right.
And, like, if something is clearly upsetting for somebody to hear, it's not going to make them feel better the fifth time they hear it.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I just think it's so frustrating that as soon as people get into a relationship, they immediately forget how they felt when they were single.
Yeah.
You know? Like, why are you saying these things that you know would have pissed you off when you were single?
Yep.
It hasn't been that long. Not to call him out, but I don't think he listens, so I don't think it really matters. My brother.
I knew it! I knew you! I was like, ooh.
He somehow got a girlfriend from Hinge last year. Well, I guess technically like this year, but he met her, I don't know when he met her. Anyway, he has a girlfriend. It'll be 1 year in January.
Oh my God. So, like,
it's been a while. What? I know. When I tell you this man was absolutely insufferable until he met her. I'm not kidding. And now, like, when I'm insufferable, and I know that I am, I've been going through it. I've been miserable to be around. I am fully aware of that. He acts like he, like, can't possibly understand why I'm in such a bad mood. And I'm like, sir?
Yeah.
Not all of us found somebody who loves us. Some of us are still alone.
Yep.
Can't wait to talk about this with my therapist in a couple weeks. Oh, God.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to have to do another episode sometime about dating and dating apps, because I feel like you and I have so much pent-up rage about that.
You know the way that
we need to release it.
The way I kind of describe it, it's the way I described it to my therapist, and it's like the only way I guess I can kind of make it make sense for people to kind of understand how sad I get. And my therapist actually kind of talks about it as like, it is grief. Like, you have like a loss essentially of something that hasn't happened yet, right? So it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But here's how I describe it. I describe it as almost like if you take like a hockey, like an ice skating rink, right? A rink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's filled with, for me, golden retriever puppies. And all of your friends, your family, everyone that you love and you're around, right, is in that playpen playing with the golden retriever puppies. And every time that you try to go into the pen, someone tells you you can't do it, or whatever, the gate's locked, whatever. So you just get to watch, because you know how like ice skating rinks have like that plexiglass like around the entire thing. So you get to watch,
yeah,
everyone around you play with these puppies, and you don't. And you can change that out with anything that you suit, that you love a lot or that you enjoy a lot, right? Kittens, ice cream, yeah, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's like the level of like, not to be dramatic, but like pain that I feel like on the regular.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And like, not to like change the subject or like make it about me, because that's not what I'm trying to do, but I feel like you just gave me like the perfect metaphor for how I just feel about like life in general for the past like year and a half. Like, I never thought about it like that, but that's exactly how I feel, like, one with dating, but just like in general, like being behind the plexiglass and watching everybody go about their lives, and meanwhile I still have to be isolated at home.
We use that analogy for everything. I use it currently with work and promotions, that like I get told that I can go play with the puppies, but I have to do X, Y, and Z first, right? So I go and I take their feedback and I do whatever they tell me to do. I come back later and then they give me something else to do, and I still don't get to play with the puppies. And again, you can swap it for any particular thing, a personal relationship, a work relationship, a romantic relationship, like whatever it is, right? So we use it a lot. We talk a lot in analogies and like metaphors.
Yeah.
And like visuals, which is good and helpful. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm one excited to be able to like get to that point in therapy where like we really get to like deep dive and talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm also preemptively sad about it, because I mean, I told her like, at this point, like, I need coping skills, I guess. And, like, acceptance skills, I guess. If that's a thing. Because I know that while some of, like, my mental health issues might be, like, a biological thing, like some kind of undiagnosed condition or something, that's not all of it. And, like, the circumstances of my life are not going to change.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, that's sort of hard sometimes, I guess. Like you said earlier, it's, like, the same kind of thing as, like, grief. Like, you still have to accept that, like, you don't have something.
Right.
And, like, you're not gonna have it. There was a TikTok that was going around. You know that sound that's, like, the song, like, it's my party and I'll cry if I want to, and, like, the music cuts out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those been messing me up for a while. Oh,
God, same.
But there was one that was, like, oh, I had a good childhood. Like, I didn't have any childhood trauma. And then, like, the music cuts out. I was like, you know that trauma isn't just the things that happened, but it's also the good things that didn't.
Yep. Yeah.
And I was like,
I think I saw that one, too, and it effed me up. And I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I'm just really glad that we met at a time of our lives where, like, we weren't, like, great, but we were okay. And now we're just, like, such, like, wrecks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad that you're as mentally unwell as I am. Not because I'm happy you're unwell, but just so I don't have to be unwell alone.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
How's your game going? Give us an update before we have to go.
It's fine. I hate when, like, And I hear how this sounds, but I know we've talked about it before. I hate when I have to travel somewhere and I can't fast travel and I actually have to walk in a video game. Who do they think I am? I didn't sign up for this. Like, I did not want to. But yeah, I just... Oh, what?
I was just going to say, I hoard fast travels a lot because I don't like to use them.
Really?
But also, yeah. Like, I love to just, like, wander in video games. Like, I find that so relaxing. Like, I'm the kind of person who will play Grand Theft Auto and just drive.
Well, that I feel like.
Obey traffic laws.
Yeah.
Like, I like the traveling. It's the least scary part of the game.
No, this, I have to travel, like, 700 meters, and I'm like, why don't I have a fast travel spot that's going to get me closer?
See, like, when I'm traveling, I'll be, like, hyping myself up for the fight that I'm scared to do, so I don't mind when it takes a while. I just unlocked a new island, so.
Fun.
Yeah. I had a high score of, like, almost 10,000 last night and got game over, so I'm a little sad. But I'm currently at, like, 1,500, so. I don't know why I said it like that. I'm at 1,500.
Do you know what Lexi's top score is?
I think, like, 3-something, maybe?
300 or 3,000?
3,000, I think.
Okay. I was just curious.
This was nice. I miss doing this.
I know. I had therapy today, so I got a lot of emotions out, but it also just, like, stirred up emotions again, and ranting again to you was very helpful, so.
Well, I am literally always down to listen to you. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I got you.
Thanks, Bish. Thoughts on what you're going to play next time?
I think I might play Ari and the Secret of Seasons because we had started to play that and it was one of the episodes that got scrapped.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I haven't gotten very far in it, so I kind of want to go back and... see if I can make some progress. Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. I think I'm going to keep playing. I'll probably still be playing Origins. Let's be real.
That's fair.
Because I hyperfixate.
It do be like that.
Okay, well, bye.
Bye.
Hey, and thanks for hanging out and playing with us. We hope you had fun. If you want to see more of us, find us on social media at Hangout and Play or on our website at hangoutandplaypod.com. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us a game suggestion or just a hello.
And if you liked our podcast, please share it with your friends and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts so that more people can find us. We'll see you next time.